Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ravens win 27-19. They've won three in a row. They're a game back of the Steelers in the AFC North. And what do the people think? 410-583-1057. What'd you like yesterday? What didn't you like? Are the Ravens back? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey there.
So like I've been telling Bob and Vinny, I think that the Ravens are going to end up being 10-7 to end the year. And I think really the only competition in the division is the Steelers, obviously. And we know that the Steelers are basically kind of frauds. I think worst case, 9-8 wins the division. But right now I have penciled in the two losses being possibly to New England or Green Bay. And then we split with the Steelers to end up with 10-7. So I think that the team is obviously trending in the right direction since they've got a lot of guys back from injury. So let's just hope they keep playing good football.
Appreciate the call. 10-7 probably wins this division.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
And there's an outside shot. 9 wins might do it.
Who's the Steelers' backup quarterback?
Who is the Steelers?
It's Mason Rudolph.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. It's great.
I tell you what, he can run around and chuck it downfield more than this guy.
He can.
I mean, this guy still has the arm strength, but he don't have the want to.
He doesn't
have
the chutzpah.
Like Hail Mary with a 3-man rush, he can still throw it 65 yards.
Yeah.
Live ammunition coming his way? Not so much.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, fellas?
Hey. What's up?
For me, fellas, I like that we took our lumps up front. The players had to find out who they were. I think we got pulled into a nice, good alley fight yesterday, and we came out on top. Jay, for me, a lot of this is what you guys have been talking about, Dale. I think we're a football team that's building resiliency. We're building toughness. We're incorporating the lessons learned from these games that didn't go well. So for me, fellas, in closing, this football team is ascending to possibly become a contender, but we got to watch our P's and Q's, and we got to play masculine football. Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
410-583-1057. Ken's in Owings Mills. Ken, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. What's going on with you? Hey, we are so not back. And we are not back until we fix that offensive line because you can see the frustration on Lamar's face. And frustration is Lamar's kryptonite. He cannot put that cape on with the frustration all over him.
That's a great point.
And, Jason, I have a question for you. If this experiment run doesn't work and the guy from Seattle walks into the Super Bowl, are you going to lead the charge with the torches out to the castle?
Appreciate
I mean, not because of that, because I just don't think we can't go back in time. Like, Harbs had put together a staff – that looked like it might be. He's had good staffs.
Yeah.
That year with Monk and McDonald might have been his best. Like, they both should have got head coaching. He puts his best staff together. Lamar's ascending in a way he never has before. McDonald leaves. Now, again, I would have given it to Denard Wilson a lot. Bobby D would have given it to Denard Wilson.
Instead of
a lot of people would have given it to Denard Wilson, and maybe you wouldn't have had all these bumps along the way defensively. But, like, I don't think you could have reasonably said, Harbs, you're gone, to find out what McDonald's going to be as our head coach.
Yeah, it's they just were the one seed in the AFC and played in the AFC title game. Like, you can't do that. It's like great revisionist history.
This is the way the league works. Like, it's not like McDonald was the linebacker coach and you screwed up by not promoting the D coordinator. Or it's not like you let, like, Denard didn't have to totally leave the building.
Yeah.
So, like, mistakes were made, but I can't look at that one and be like, you should have thrown $10 million at him to stay as a D coordinator. No, like, what are you talking about?
It would have took a lot of chutzpah to make that move.
Yeah.
To move on. Harbs,
you're done. Yeah.
Hey. And look, if Harbs wins the division, and again, I'm someone who came out week one and said, that can't happen, that fourth quarter, he's on notice for me. If I own the team, you're damn close to being fired. Not in season, but afterwards. But they have started to course correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not. They win this division. Dude, they're not firing John Harbaugh.
It's only happened four times in the history of the NFL. A team started 1-5 and made the playoffs. If they start 1-5 and win the division,
it's not like
he's going nowhere.
Well, no matter what Mike McDonald does, like, Harbs is like, I don't know, you could say they've got to fire Harbs. Now, if this thing kept going down off the rails, like it was going off the rails, that's a different scenario.
If they were 2-8, you might have a giant situation where your coach get fired in season, but they're not. They're 4-5.
I mean, again, you want to talk about now Harbs has got, okay, so Orr's got it righted a little
bit.
They made a few moves in season because they always make moves in season because the front office has no urgency in the offseason. Like, maybe we'll do this later in the week. You want to do checks and balances now. Who's more at fault for them being where they are? Harbs or still Harbs having to win with no O-line and really not a D-line?
How about the fact that low key, Vinson was up yesterday and not Noteboom. So if something happens to one of your tackles, you got the rookie, fifth round pick in the game.
That's the offensive line that their front office built.
Let's go to Trippy. Trippy, you're on the fan.
Trippy!
Hey, what's up with y'all?
Yo!
Hey, I agree with the last caller, right? Like, I feel like we back, but let's be honest, man. I think even Stevie Wonder sees something as, like, the weakest link on the Ravens team is the offensive line, man. Like, it's just sad. Like, is it that hard to play offensive line?
It's not easy. I mean, a lot of teams they're not being developed at the college game because the college game has become basketball, football.
I blame that on coaching, right? Because, like, you keep hitting. And God rest his soul, man. I know Joey B probably rolling over in his grave right now the way how this old line is playing, man. They playing like trash. But, hey, I ain't going to down them too much, though. But defense still looking good. That boy Marlon Humphrey, man, somebody need to tell him, like, just tackle, bro. You don't always have to strip, bro. Tackle. You know what I mean? Them extra five.
Whiffed on the sack.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Them extra yards and stuff might cost us in the long run. You know what I mean? Time of possession, different stuff like that. But other than that, though, we good, man. Who we got next? The Browns? That should be an easy win.
In Cleveland. Hey, that's been a house of horrors. They got Jameis a year ago.
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man.
You driving to that one, Trippy?
Throw the ball. It's Dylan Gabriel.
I'm
going
to take a trip to that one. I'm going.
You rent a car?
Yeah.
That's an easy drive. That's a nothing drive. 6 hours. Easy.
Yeah.
So real quick, this is how I'm going to do it, right? So I'm 1-2 in Cleveland. I plan on leaving 500, and I hope the Ravens leave 500, too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Trippy. Thank you for the call. Maybe we take some calls a little later. We do have a bunch of phone calls. But we got to get to League at Large coming up next. We have our head coach fired. We have the Buffalo Bills obviously not fired up for their game in Miami yesterday. And the Colts in Berlin. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.